This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
Okay, sisters and brothers, the order of the day to start is a very, very important award established by our union a number of years ago, the CUPE National Literacy Award. To quote Nelson Mandela, education is the most powerful tool we have to change the world. And within the world of union education, the most powerful tool we have is workplace literacy. I've personally seen examples of our workplace literacy programs transforming the lives of union members. It's truly heartwarming and fulfilling to be part of this. A few years ago, we established the National Literacy Award to recognize a literacy champion within our membership. I'm privileged to present this year's award to a true champion of literacy, Sister Pauline Merrigan, a proud and active member of CUPE Local 4400 at the Toronto District School Board. On your behalf, and on behalf of the hundreds of workers that Sister Pauline has helped, I thank her for her amazing contributions to literacy, and I am proud to present this award to Sister Pauline Merrigan, CUPE Local 4400.
I would like to thank all CUPE people for helping me along the way for this honor. I'd like to thank Lisa Dempster of Riverdale Collegiate Institute, library teacher, who took the time to help me find a literacy program. To Summer at the Toronto Public Library, a CUPE member. To Joan, my tutor, who's worked with me for over 2 years, and still is. To Tom Ciccone, CUPE 4400, the TDSB for starting the reading and math program for all CUPE members. The reason I got involved in the workplace literacy program was because I was sick and tired of being picked on about my reading. The fact is, I'm dyslexic. It takes me a long time to read, and I learned differently than normal people. It has taken me a long time to get this far. I enjoy reading. I'm not embarrassed to speak up for myself or others. I've been increasing my involvement in the union now. I do not get picked on as much now. When I ask questions about what is going on from my chief caretaker, he says to me, "Hey, better change that. She's got the union on speed dial." Before, I used to come to the union meetings, stand at the back of the room by the washroom. I never signed in. I never took any papers. I just took the time to listen to what was going on. One day, a member named Subi saw me standing there. When she found out I was a D-unit caretaker, she asked me to join her committee, the literacy committee, and I've been there ever since. I'd like to thank I'd like to thank you all for having me here, and I'm having a great time in Montreal. Thank you.
Pauline, 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 Pauline.
Congratulations to all these delegates.
Hi, I'm Catherine Lulley, and I'm sitting here with Pauline Merrigan of Local 4400, the school board local in Ontario, based in Toronto. Hi, Pauline.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay now. Yeah. I was a little overwhelmed at first, but it's okay.
I'm wondering, Pauline, if you could tell me how you got involved in literacy work.
I got involved in the literacy work because I was always being picked on about my reading problem. And sometimes, at one point, they changed the chemicals at work from one chemical company to another. And I couldn't read the labels properly because I was also used to going by the pictures on the label and the color of the chemical. To me, if you're going to change companies, at least you could do is try and keep the chemicals the same color so that people that do have a problem can actually identify the color with the product.
So that's how you got involved in some of your literacy work. And how did you get this literacy award today at the QP National Convention?
Well, being at work, I always got picked on about my reading problems. So what happened was I got tired of it, and I went to the library and spoke to the librarian, who then turned around and gave me a number to get in touch with the public library, and it all started there.
Well, what happened when you got that number from the public library?
I went to the library, made a phone, then I phoned and spoke to Summer, and she set up an appointment. Done an interview on where my level was of reading skills, and set me up with a tutor, and I've been there ever since.
I'm wondering if you could just help us understand the link, like why it's so important in the workplace in particular.
People that have reading problems sometimes don't read normally like normal people, and it's hard to determine which product does which job. And if you have to keep asking your boss and he turns around and says, oh, can't you read the labels? The problem is, no, I couldn't read the labels. And that's why even having the labels marked on the bottles, it would be a good idea to have the, say if you're using pine quat for disinfectant, right, of the washroom floors, it's a pine quat disinfectant, put washroom floors on it, mm-hmm. right? Or put a picture of someone mopping the floors on it. To help people that don't read that well to understand what the product is for, especially when you change from one company to another, the product is completely different. Does the same job, but it's different color, different product, different company.
Yeah. Right? So you've made the connection from literacy and the importance of literacy in the workplace and health and safety. Can you tell me what your next steps might be?
I just want to learn more on the health and safety. I'd like to be able to go into a school and I go in and just say, I look at things differently than normal people. So when I see something that's wrong to me, it might not be wrong for someone that has the reading skills. It's just that I just look at things differently.
Pauline, I was downstairs on the convention floor and I saw you win the National Literacy Award, and it was a very moving moment. And I heard our national president, Paul Moyse, also mention that you've won another award recently. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
I've written a poem for the Bread and Roses contest, and it was called Your Help. And it was basically to thank all the people who had helped me get involved in the reading and so I can improve on my reading skills.
Well, I see that we're very lucky at QP to have you as an activist and doing this important work. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
this podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.